Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like I knew that I would.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm here today with Holly Blanchard. She is a representative of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and she also, I think is the most cool thing, was a former Miss New Hampshire. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So you've been with Make-A-Wish for 3 years now?
That's correct.
How did you get involved with Make-A-Wish?
So it's actually a funny story. Through my involvement in the Miss New Hampshire program, I became good friends with Jamie Staton, who's the MC of the Miss New Hampshire pageant. And 6 months after I graduated from the University of Connecticut, he called me up one day and said, "Hey, do you have a full-time job yet?" I said, "No, and to be honest, I'm not really looking because I want to be Miss New Hampshire. I had one last time that I was eligible to compete." And he said, "Well, I think I found an opening for you that you should apply for." And it was a spot with Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. And so I threw my hat into the ring, and here I am 3 years later.
That's awesome. What a rewarding job you must have.
It's so rewarding. It gives me chills just thinking about it. I mean, the connections that I've made over the past 3 years with families from, you know, past years, kids who had their wishes years ago who still stay involved with the organization. It's so heartwarming to see the impact that a wish can have on a family. And I think that's what's so rewarding about this job.
So you have a big event coming up, and that's why you're here on the show today with Crossroads, because Crossroads is helping support it. It's the Rafting for Wishes.
Yes, we're so excited, and we're so grateful to have Crossroads support. We couldn't do events like this without the support of businesses like Crossroads Chiropractic and so many other businesses that are supporting the event. But this is the 8th year the event has taken place, and I believe it's about the 5th or 6th year that it's taking place up at Meredith Bay, right at Heskey Park. So we're really excited. We're putting in good word for great weather. We had perfect weather last year, so I don't know if we can top that, but it's a fun, fun event.
At least you're going to be past the heat wave.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. It's been a hot one. But I think that it's so funny because we always talk about rafting for wishes, and people's first thought is whitewater rafting. Mm-hmm. But these are actually stationary rafts. I believe they're decommissioned military rafts, if I remember correctly. So we borrow those. They've been donated to Make-A-Wish. And they're tethered down. They're tied down. They stay right in the bay. And so it's not too intense. You know, some people, when they're thinking about getting involved, they say, "I can't whitewater raft." And we say, it's not intense. You get to actually just get your tan on. And the event is 30 hours long because last year, Make-A-Wish New Hampshire celebrated its 30th anniversary. And so the event used to be 44, 48 hours long because that's how many kids were waiting for their wishes. Now we're at a pace where there's 80 to 90 a year. So we weren't going to make the event 80 hours long. That would be crazy. So 30 hours is where we're keeping it. And we have teams of participants who will be out occupying their rafts for 30 hours.
Wow. So these people raise funds.
Correct.
And then they sit on a raft for 30 hours.
Yes.
In the bay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Relay for Life style event, okay. But the Make-A-Wish version of it. It's right on the bay. And, you know, some folks choose to do the full 30 hours. You know, they have teams of participants and they have other folks that will come on the raft and join them. But some of these folks who are participating say, if these kids can go through all that they're going through, enduring these conditions and treatments and having to have chemo or blood transfusions or whatever it may be, what's 30 hours on a raft?
Mm-hmm.
It really puts things into perspective when you think about all that these kids are going through.
So these volunteers, are they random people? Are they people that have volunteered before?
So we have one gentleman. His name is Jason Perry. He was one of the original guys that started this event. When this event originated 8 years ago, it was two guys in the Merrimack River on a raft in Manchester. And from there, it has continued to grow year after year. And I think when they first started it was, we're sitting in this raft and we want to raise this X amount of money before we get out of these rafts and help us get out of these rafts, right? So now it's grown to a place where we have teams. We have 18 or 19 teams this year, which is so exciting. So we have teams ranging from AutoServe of Tilton, Bank of New Hampshire, other financial institutions, mm-hmm. Groups, actually wish families that have decided to get together and be their own team. We have two wish families that have paired up.
Oh, neat.
We have another Wish family who, the mom of this Wish kid, she drives buses for First Student, and so First Student has a team.
Awesome.
So it's really cool to see the different groups that have come together to form a team and raise funds so that more kids can have wishes.
Awesome. So with 8 years of Make-A-Wish, do you know how many wishes have been granted in 8 years?
So in 8 years, I couldn't tell you 8 years specifically, but Make-A-Wish New Hampshire was founded in 1986. And I should actually go back even further. Make-A-Wish in general, you know, the overall organization, started in 1980 with a little boy named Chris Gracious. He was diagnosed with leukemia. And at the time in 1980, the prognosis for leukemia was not great. And his one wish was to be a police officer. And so from that one experience where Chris got to become a police officer, that's where the idea of Make-A-Wish came about. And so 6 years later, Make-A-Wish came to New Hampshire. It was a few local volunteers, businessmen here in New Hampshire, who decided we need to have this for kids here in New Hampshire that have been diagnosed with life-threatening illnesses. And that first year, 1987, so it was 1986 in December that it was founded. In 1987, the first wish was granted. And since that time, we've done more than 1,536 wishes.
Wow.
Which is, it's so exciting to know that we've been able to transform that many lives. And I think the biggest misconception that people have about Make-A-Wish is that it's kids who are terminally ill that are getting these wishes. And that's not always the case. It's oftentimes kids with critical illnesses. And a lot of doctors are now saying that it's through these wish experiences that kids are finding that hope and that strength to keep fighting. And then eventually they can maintain their illness or overcome it.
That's amazing.
The power of a wish is so, it's inspiring to see. It gives me chills.
So does all the money that's been raised from Rafting for Wishes go towards new wishes?
Correct. That's exactly how it works. And we're very proud as a chapter here in New Hampshire that about 88 cents of every dollar that's raised goes directly towards bringing these wishes to life. And that's huge because any person who wants to support any kind of organization wants to know that their funds are going right towards the mission. Mm-hmm. So we pride ourselves in that we are... We're very mindful of our donor dollars, and they are going right to those kids so that, you know, they can experience that hope and joy that every kid should be able to experience. I mean, no child should have to spend their days in a hospital bed.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your time with Make-A-Wish, what's the most crazy or outrageous wish that you've seen granted?
There have been some pretty crazy wishes, but I don't know if it's quite outrageous, but I think it just moved me in such a way that I'll never forget it. Last December, we had a 15-year-old who he could have had anything in the world. I mean, there's typically five types of categories. I wish to go somewhere, be something, meet someone, or have something. And the fifth category isn't as common, and it's to give back or give something. And so Wyatt, at 15 years old, decided he wanted to give out care packages to the homeless in Manchester and Concord. And so I don't know if that's outrageous, but it was so...
It might be outrageous for a 15-year-old to make that wish.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it is.
Outrageous in a fabulous way.
Oh, my gosh. It was just so, so moving. And I think the coolest part for me was that 2 weeks after Wyatt's wish came true and became a reality, we had a gentleman come in to our office in Manchester. We're right on Elm Street in Manchester. And I could hear the chimes of the front door, you know, ringing. And he walks in and said, "I am a client from New Horizons in Manchester. And a couple of weeks ago, you had a young man at New Horizons, and he was giving out care packages, and I want to write him a thank you note because he changed my life." Aww. And I just started crying right in my office, and he said, "I don't have a piece of paper, I don't have a pen, but what he did for me to give me gloves in the winter and some snacks and some hygiene products changed my life and changed my perspective." And he said, "I ended up in this situation, and it's something I hope no one ever has to experience, but I am homeless," and he needs to know that he is doing amazing work. And so I have a copy. I asked his permission, but I kept a copy of the note in my office because it reminds me every day why we do what we do.
Yeah.
No matter what the wish is, you know, every wish comes in a different shape or a different size.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly one of the most common categories of wishes is to go to those amazing theme parks in Florida.
Yes.
But even those wishes look different. It could be a kid who loves seeing animals, and so going to Animal Kingdom is what's going to make their heart sing. Or it's a girl that loves princesses. So every single Disney wish is different in its own way as well. But mm-hmm. Wyatt's wish to give back was something else, that's for sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So for people listening that maybe aren't going to make it out to Rafting for Wishes, how can they make a donation? How can they become involved?
Sure. So we have a specific site for Rafting for Wishes so that folks can, for this very reason, go on, check out, learn more about the event, or make a donation. And so that website is friends.nh.wish.org/2018RFW. And so there you can see the list of all the teams. Our teams are quite competitive. We have top fundraising prizes for teams and individuals. So we love to see the competitive rivalry because it just, I mean, it's all going to a great cause. And last year, the top overall fundraising team was the Common Man family. Mm-hmm. And so I know they're want to keep their rank. They want to go for that award.
I was at the spa within the last week or
so. That's right.
And they had to sign out for their Rafting for Wishes team and to make a donation.
They're so determined. So it's really cool. I mean, it even just to go check out the website and see the different teams that are participating and to see, the wish stories as well about the kids who have benefited in the past from events like this and who will benefit in the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the Make-A-Wish general website?
The general website is nh.wish.org. So on nh.wish.org, you can find the link to the rafting site as well.
Okay.
But you can also see a full list of all of our sponsors. And like I said in the beginning, we could not do this event without folks like you guys. So thank you so much for all that you're doing.
We're so happy to support it. Now, in the second half of the show, you got to stay tuned because we think we may be talking to a Wish Kid.
We're hopeful.
We're hopeful that we can get a hold of him and speak with him. So the show today is sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This is Half Hour to Health, and we're talking with Holly Blanchard from Make-A-Wish New Hampshire and talking about the upcoming Rafting for Wishes in Meredith. And the show, of course, sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. With three locations in Meredith, Epping, and in Pembroke, give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080 to make your appointment or go on the web to crossroadschiropractic.com. We hope to be your family's chiropractor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Half Hour to Health.